Chapter 14. Voss's head and heart were awhirl with emotions as the days unfolded. Ventress was opening him to a new level of being, a plane of intensity, depth, and sharp sensation. She had awakened in him a hunger he had never suspected, though he now realized that other Jedi had known it. Voss had grown used to being called unorthodox and maverick for the simple delight he took in his Force abilities. No wonder the Jedi Order had preached against detachment or exploring the depths of one's feelings. For who, having once tasted what Voss now shared with Asajj Ventress, would turn away from it? He reveled in their passion, cherished the sweetness of simply being able to reach out and stroke her cheek, and knowing she savored the gesture. He realized the emotions to which he was joyously giving full rein had been dormant within him for a long time, perhaps as soon as he had met her on that exciting, frustrating, fun chase for the Vulpi. Certainly since she had tended his wounds after they had rescued the Krim family. Now and then, when he held her in his arms, he believed she shared them too. When it came to training to face Dooku, Ventress informed him that she would train him as a Night Sister would be trained. "I had conversations with Karras and Narleth. They told me of what they underwent. Night Sisters know the dark side better than anyone. We grow up steeped in it, but we can use it as a tool and stay ourselves. Unlike the Sith. That balance is what you must learn." They established an area as a camp, respectfully gathering the remains of Ventress's fallen sisters and burying them with care. They went on climbs to build Voss's strength and agility, hunting trips to get him comfortable with killing for food, and long runs to build his endurance. It was on one such run that Voss was permitted a brief glimpse of Ventress's home. He had seen the large red mountain in the distance, but Ventress had been taking him on runs in the opposite direction. One morning, though, they ran toward it. The mountain's peak loomed larger as they approached, but huge trees concealed the base until they were almost upon it. Here, the damage to the forest was even greater than where Ventress had set the Banshee down. Voss could feel the temperature drop, and faint echoes of the pain the Night Sisters had suffered brushed his thoughts. Ventress had been in the lead, but now she slowed. Taking his hand, she led him through the trees and to a clearing. Voss stared in astonishment. It was not simply a mountain. It was a fortress, hewn out of one. Massive statues of women had been carved into the mountain's face, their arms extending upward, appearing to be supporting the weight of the entire vast edifice on the palms of their hands. There had to be row upon row of them, vanishing into the darkness of the artificial cavern's shadows. Some of the statuary lay broken on the ground, mute evidence of the attack that had claimed Ventress's clan. Not a few skeletons still lay here, but they were not alone. Parts of droids were scattered about as well. The statues were exquisite creations, but it was the enormous carving on the side of the mountain fortress that took Voss's breath away. It was the stylized face of a woman, her mouth open to the heart of the great stone structure? Natural formation? The carving was in such harmony with the land that it was hard to tell where nature ended and artistry began. "What?" His voice was rough with wonder. He cleared his throat. "What's inside?" Ventress stood, staring quietly.
"My village," she said.
Her eyes were dry, but her pain was all but palpable. Voss squeezed her hand reassuringly, but she shook her head.
"No," she said. "No sympathy. Only the knowledge that Dooku destroyed everything that was precious to me. You are not ready yet to go inside, but when you do..."
She looked up at him with eyes gone cold and hard.
You had better make sure you come out.
Ventress was quiet on the run back, and distant from him the rest of the day. Voss wasn't surprised. She'd made certain they had not come to the fortress before now for her own reasons. Surely one of which was that it would inflict fresh pain upon her. Voss had known some of the basics of Ventress's history, the parts that the Jedi cared about knowing at least. But there was so much more to this astonishing woman than her life as first Dooku's apprentice and later his most passionate enemy. In her unguarded moments, he could see glimpses of the innocent child she had once been. And in those moments of trust, Voss fell deeper into whatever this feeling truly was. When they returned to their encampment near the Banshee, she told him she would go alone to hunt their dinner. He spent the time waiting for her, cleaning and checking their weaponry, and had a fire going when she returned carrying two medium-sized Vikas. A few moments later, the red-plumed birds were plucked and spitted, and an appetizing scent filled the night air. Ventress's distant mood was still upon her as they finished and cleaned up. They leaned against a fallen, blackened tree trunk, close but not touching. Voss waited patiently, and at last Ventress spoke.
"Do you remember our first day here?"
Ventress asked, turning to look at him. The firelight was reflected in her eyes.
"I'll never forget it."
Voss reached to touch her cheek gently. Ventress caught his hand and brought it down, firmly but not ungently.
"I was referring to the snake."
Voss released her hand and nodded. He would never forget that, either. The sight of Ventress summoning the snake to her, and then force-choking it as it whipped and writhed in an invisible grip. He also remembered speaking of his master's death, and Ventress's revelation that Dooku had been the one to murder Tholme. He felt the anger gather in the pit of his stomach, a knot that was both icy and scalding. Ventress sensed it and nodded her approval.
"Good, Voss. You can now touch the dark side at will. But it's one thing to feel those emotions. Rage, hate, anguish. And quite another to use them. You must let go of your compassion and focus on your hatred."
"And use them on a living creature."
"Precisely."
Ventress extended a hand and made a beckoning motion. Voss saw the glitter of firelight on two small, cold eyes, and then the reptile Ventress had summoned slithered into view. It coiled in on itself, its eyes fixed on the Jedi. Voss regarded it sadly. While he had fully and eagerly embraced the emotions that surged through him for Ventress, willingly drowning in the sensations of passion and deep connection, this was something different. Even had he not been a Jedi, Voss knew he would have recoiled from senseless killing. And this was as senseless as it got, it seemed to him. Killing an animal, a being that was inherently part of the Force and utterly innocent of good or evil, who at the moment had posed no threat at all, simply to go farther down a dark path. But this was the job he had been sent to do, was it not? This had never been about capturing Count Dooku or facing him in a fair fight. This mission had, from the outset, been all about assassination. He understood that millions of innocents would survive who would otherwise die if this abominable war continued much longer. Innocents like Tezka, Vram, and Lolly.
"For the greater good,"
he thought, and lifted a hand. Sensing Voss's intent, the snake reacted immediately.
It reared and hissed, exposing sharp fangs.
Ventress's voice, strong and soothing, floated to his ears through his concentration.
"No, gently. You wanted to come to you willingly."
That was worse than a simple attack. But Voss nodded, shifting his energy and his focus. The serpent responded, closing its mouth. Its tongue still flickered, smelling him, but it was curious, not hostile.
Good, Ventress said. Now draw him in. Lower his guard.
Voss's hands moved in a flowing motion. In his mind, he saw the snake willingly approach. And a heartbeat later, the creature moved over rock and soil, its powerful muscles squeezing and releasing as it propelled itself toward Voss. Ventress's voice was almost more felt than heard when she spoke again.
Feel the dark side. It gives you power. You are in command, in control. You can bend things to your will.
She was right. From time to time, Voss had used the Force to make suggestions to those whose minds weren't strong enough to resist. His interaction with the serpent reminded Voss of those times, except increased by a thousandfold. The snake was not merely biddable, it was enthralled. Voss shivered as Ventress's lips brushed his ear.
Now, use that power. Kill it!
Kill it. Kill Dooku. It was what he had been sent to do. What he must do. Voss took a deep breath, trying to drop deeper into his connection with the enraptured snake. He closed his fingers slowly, visualizing the snake in his hand, his forefinger and thumb in a circle beneath the creature's head, throttling. Ah! Searing pain shot through him as the snake bit deep. Voss jerked his hand back, and the snake, its will once again its own, slithered away with astonishing rapidity. He clutched the wrist of his bitten left hand with his right one, looking up at Ventress. Her face was harder than he had seen it in weeks. Her beautiful eyes once more as cold as ice chips.
You are not yet ready to face Dooku. But you will be.
It was not the response he had expected. He looked down at his hand, which was beginning to swell.
Poisonous?
Voss managed through gritted teeth. He knew the answer even as he spoke. The pain was increasing, and he felt as if he plunged his hand into boiling water. At the same time, he shivered. Voss realized he was going into shock.
The venom isn't lethal, but it has its uses.
Dizziness and nausea swept over Voss, and before he knew what had happened, he had dropped to his knees.
It has its uses. What did she mean by that? Wasn't she going to treat it?
Impossibly. The pain increased. He looked up at her. Her form was shifting, blurring, and her voice sounded hollow and distorted.
The pain will let you access your rage. Accept it as punishment for your failure.
As if her words had been instructions to the venom. Torment, exquisite in its intensity, spread through his body. It was as if his heart pumped liquid fire, not blood, and Voss could no longer bite back a howl of agony. He fell to the ground, its hard surface unforgiving, the rocks jutting into his skin, releasing fresh waves of pain so sharp he couldn't believe he was still conscious. He writhed, screaming. And Ventress stared down at him, her face a shifting mask of implacable aloofness. And that was a pain far worse than the venom.